There are also developments today concerning the Jenin refugee camp, a site of fierce fighting last week. Israel's Supreme Court ruled the bodies of Palestinians killed in Jenin and collected by the Israeli army should be released to Palestinians for quick burial. Palestinians accused the Israeli army of burying bodies in mass graves. Also today, the Israeli army lowered its estimate of how many Palestinians were killed from about 100 to several dozen. NPR's Peter Kenyon just returned from the Jenin camp and joins us now from Jerusalem. Peter, the Israeli army had barred journalists from visiting Jenin. Has that restriction been lifted?
In general, the restriction has not been lifted. There was at least one group escorted in by the army to see parts of the scene today, but most journalists trying to get in have met very stiff resistance. My translator and I spent several hours today on some extremely marginal roads in the northern West Bank. In the end, a young boy from a nearby village helped us find a way in that avoided the patrolling armored personnel carriers and tanks.
What'd you see when you got there, Peter?
Well, just as we arrived, we heard the sound of automatic weapons being fired in the air and some calls over bullhorns from the soldiers. That's how the army announces that its strict curfew is being reimposed. It had been open for a few hours, and by the time we got there, it was closed again. When people hear that sound, they move very quickly back to their houses. We thought we might not be able to find anyone out and about, but as soon as people saw a journalist in the alleys outside their houses, they came rushing out to point out demolished houses and blown off doors and to tell all their stories. The army, of course, says a lot of these stories are exaggerated, but the physical evidence of mass destruction is undeniable. One woman stood in front of a bloodstained wall and said that was where her son and two of his friends, all unarmed according to her, were shot and killed. One family showed me the door to their house blown open by either an explosive or a tank shell, a very large hole. He said he and his children were watching television when a spray of bullets raked the room from outside, destroying the TV, but fortunately missing the people inside. There were quite a few stories of relatives or friends being shot and then dying because ambulances were blocked. One man with 10 children was shot and then died inside his house. And the neighbors said the children thought their father was asleep and spent a few hours playing around his corpse. I did stand on the roof of a building overlooking the center of the camp. That's where the really heavy destruction occurred. One woman pointed out a two-story tall mound of rubble and said there were tens of bodies buried inside. That claim, of course, is impossible to verify at this point.
There are conflicting reports on the number of Palestinians killed. What are the Palestinians saying? Is there any real way to find out who's right?
There is not any way to absolutely get a clear number on the number of dead from the camp, Korva. The army and Israeli lawmakers are disputing almost everything the residents of the camp say. The Palestinians, of course, are saying several hundred, including many civilians. But on the fatalities, the army today criticized its own earlier estimate of 100 Palestinian fighters slain and reduced that figure sharply. In fact, the army is saying less than 200 killed in the entire offensive so far, along with 29 soldiers.
Are any of the refugees in Jenin that you spoke with calling for revenge against Israel?
Any is not the word. Most is much more applicable, I would say. It's impossible to overstate the kind of rage that is being expressed in the camp right now. One woman told me that 7-year-olds are now volunteering to wear explosive belts. And many of the people I spoke with today fully understand that killing Israeli civilians doesn't bring peace any closer. They know that, in fact, it pushes it farther away. But people here say if Israel insists on trying to crush them with its much larger and heavier armed force, they'll keep hitting back with whatever weapons are available to them.
Peter, thank you very much.
Thanks, Korva.
NPR's Middle East correspondent Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem.